T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What goes on in Eagles football is the big story every Monday, and we have the guy that's chronicled this better than anybody anywhere. You know, after the game, you're watching Comcast Sportsnet, seeing Ray Dininger pour over those yellow legal pads that he has there of what happened yesterday. Hey, Ray, thanks for joining us after a real game.
Sure was. Real pleasure, Dom. Nice to be with you.
Same here, Ray. Before we break that down, all right, we have a match. I know Dan's told you about our sitcom contest. People are on the edge of their seat, so we need a real analysis, a real expert. Ray, Seinfeld versus Welcome Back, Kotter, the theme song there.
Well, I'm afraid I'm going to disappoint you on this one. People that listen to me on WIP know that this has been a long topic of conversation over there. I have never seen Seinfeld.
Oh, God! Okay. All right.
So I guess by default, my vote goes to Welcome Back, Kotter, which I did like very much. So I guess that's where my vote is, although I suspect that they are a huge underdog in this bracket.
Oh, they are a huge underdog. We're having to go to the committee to decide this since you've not seen Seinfeld.
Oh, I knew this coming through because I'm a big Dininger listener over on WIP on the weekends, and I knew he never watched Seinfeld, so I wanted to throw you a curveball there, Dom.
Split the baby in half. That's what we have to do. We may have to have an executive meeting after this here. All right, we can't do that one. But, Ray, biggest story yesterday, the biggest takeaway, is it Jackson or is it Carson Wentz?
Yeah, to me it's Wentz.
Okay.
I think the obvious one is everybody's going to go to D-Jack because it was such a spectacular homecoming. And I mean, you can't play any better than he played in that game. I mean, that was, from a football standpoint, from a storyline standpoint, from a fan standpoint, I mean, everybody walked out of that stadium just buzzing about DeSean Jackson, which I fully understand. But to me, I'm trying to be a bigger picture kind of guy. And I think where this team's going to go this season, it's really all about the quarterback. And, you know, all the guys in the course of that offense are all going to have their moments. I mean, D-Jack will have more. The running backs will have more. You'll see more Jeffrey, Ertz. I mean, all those guys are going to have their moments. But each week it's going to revolve around the quarterback and how does the quarterback play. And I thought the quarterback, after getting off to a fairly slow start, which I think was due largely to the fact he didn't play in the preseason, but once he hit his stride in the second half, man, he was as good as it gets.
You called yesterday on Comcast, I'm paraphrasing, DeSean Jackson a freakish athlete. And if he still has relatively the same speed he had when he was here before, and yet has matured, shorter routes, no trouble,
right,
then he's even better than he was before.
Yes, I think that's true. He's a very, very rare athlete. When he came out of Cal, and it was in the draft when they timed him, he was running the 40-yard dash in 4.33 seconds, something like that. That's even by NFL standards, that's like off the charts fast. And there are a lot of guys that come out of college and are running fast, but you don't see them 12 years into their career still running that fast. But he does. I mean, the only other guy that I can remember seeing that was similar in the fact that he played a very long time and never lost any speed was Darryl Green, who was the great defensive back with the Redskins, who was literally still running as fast in his final season as he was in his first. Guys like that just don't come along all that often. But you have one here in DeSean Jackson. And even, you know, we all know what he did in Philadelphia. But even when he went to Washington and then to Tampa Bay and the teams did not have great success, if you looked at what he was doing year in and year out, he was always, if not number one, he was in the top three in average yards per catch. So that told you that he hadn't lost any speed. And when he rejoined the Eagles this year, I mean, you saw it right away in training camp. I mean, there was nobody, even among these young defensive backs, that could run with him. So, yeah, he's here. He's healthy. He's matured. He's obviously thrilled to be back in Philadelphia. And the other thing that's very obvious, and this was obvious all during the summer, was that he and Carson Wentz have immediately formed a tremendous chemistry, where they just have great timing and they just have great confidence in each other. And this is going to be fun to watch play out over these next 15, 16 weeks.
Absolutely. My error, too. It's NBC Sports Philadelphia where Ray made that comment. So, Ray, the defense yesterday, though, did not look so good. Washington, to me, has, well, receivers we don't know too much about. A quarterback that we do that's certainly not elite. What did you make of that whole part?
Poor in the first half, no question. Too many missed tackles, missed assignments. They just look very flat, look very back on their heels, which I didn't expect, because I think you're right in your assessment of the Redskins' offense. Their offense, to me, they just don't have many playmakers. They really don't. And, you know, before the game, they announced they were not even dressing Adrian Peterson, who is a Hall of Fame player, and they don't have that many of them on that side of the ball, and they decided not to dress him. So that took one more potential playmaker out. So I really didn't think that the Redskins were going to move the ball much. I certainly didn't think they were going to hit any big plays. But they did, because the Eagles blew a coverage, and they gave him an easy touchdown. And then on the other one, they just flat out poorly tackled and let Vernon Davis take what should have been a short pass into a touchdown. So, I mean, the defense just seemed very flat-footed. Now, in the second half, I give the coaches credit, because at halftime they did a lot of coaching and a lot of adjusting on both sides of the ball, and the offense obviously hit a new gear in the second half, but the defense did too. I mean, they played much, much better, and the Redskins didn't have a first down in the second half until that final drive at the end, which really didn't mean anything. The defense really tightened it up too, and so, you know, give credit to the coaches for figuring it all out at halftime. And then once the Eagles got their momentum and they found their legs in the second half, I mean, they clearly outclassed this Washington team.
Absolutely. Parting question for you. I haven't heard you and Glenn talk about this per se, but I'm more of a basketball guy, and I know Mike Scott for the Sixers, pretty good addition off the bench, and he's been, Ray, Mr. If you hit him up on Twitter, he'll come to your wedding. He'll come to a graduation. So yesterday he thinks it's a good idea to go through tailgating the first game wearing full Redskins regalia, even though that's his home area. It's not the Cowboys stuff. Have you seen that, the scuffle, the whole thing that went on?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, my point on jerseys is, all right, the Cowboys jerseys, I get why people get infuriated with that. But with the other stuff, particularly if it's a guy from Minnesota, I don't get it.
Yeah, I kind of wish that kind of thing didn't happen. Now, I don't know what all went down when Scott went into that group of tailgaters. I don't know who initiated it. I don't know who, you know, said the first unkind thing. I don't know who gave the first dirty look. I mean, it could go either way. But I've always thought that's one of the things about the Philadelphia fans that I wish that wasn't the case. I wish that they were a little more welcoming to fans for the other teams, because, you know, I've traveled around the league, and I've been to pretty much every stadium, and I've seen every fan base, and a lot of these people are really nice to the visiting fans, and I think it's a wonderful thing. I mean, if you go and you talk to Eagles fans who travel now widely with the Eagles. Whenever the Eagles go on the road, they take a huge contingent of fans with them. So the Eagles fans are mixing with the tailgaters in these other cities. And you talk to them, one of the things they'll say is, God, these people are so nice. You know, they saw us coming through the parking lot, and they were all wearing our Eagles stuff, and they called us over and asked, you know, you want a beer, you want a hamburger, you want a hot dog, you know, hey, great to have you in town. Seriously, I mean, you go to places like Minnesota's like that. Green Bay is like that. Kansas City is hugely like that. I don't know about the East cities. I mean,
I don't think New York are getting that.
The rivalries in New York, Washington, and Dallas may be a little different. But in a lot of the other cities, it's a very welcoming kind of atmosphere. And I kind of, it always bothers me I'm a big, as you are, I'm a big defender of Philadelphia fans. I think they're the best fans in sports. And I think they've gotten a very bad rap nationally. But one of the things that I do wish they were a little better about is how they treat the fans from the other teams when they come through the park. Because, look, if you don't like the other team, that's fine. But don't take it out on their fans.
Absolutely.
And that kind of stuff that goes on, I think, is out of line. And I think it's one of the things that, if I could send one message to the Eagles fans, it's be a little more welcoming to the fans that are coming in for the other team, because they're just coming in to have a good time.
Hey, particularly when it's elite time, Ray, the last 2 years, and last year could have easily been the Super Bowl again, and this year, if things go right, they'll be on the cusp of that. This isn't some marginal team.
Oh, no.
This is a major player, potentially, although watching the Patriots play last night, wow, stunning.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I think Bill Belichick should be put in charge of national defense or whatever else he wants to do. I can't imagine what he would come up with.
He's amazing. I mean, I know he's not Mr. Personality, but man, he can coach. He can build and coach a football team.
Absolutely. Hey, Ray, thanks for the maiden voyage, and we'll do it again next week.
I look forward to it, Dom. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.